This is Perek Lamed Beis, 32 in Tehillim. The David Maskil. To David, this is a good intelligence. And this was said, Ayadea Torgamon. Ashrei, blessed, it's good, or blessed, Nusui Pesha, that Hashem tolerates his rebellion. Pesha is a rebellion. Blessed is to a person that Hashem can tolerate him. Kisui chato, who covers his sin. He doesn't look at his sin. However, you could look at another way, that if a person, somebody does something bad to someone, it's also a good intelligence. The person would have to be very intelligent that he doesn't pay attention to those insults. He's bolim peh, he doesn't pay attention if somebody insults him, somebody acts nasty to him. This is a good intelligent maskil, ashrei nesuy pesha, the person who tolerates the sin, kisuy chata, ashrei adam liyachshav Hashem lo'ovan, blessed is a person that Hashem doesn't consider his sins. Ein barucha remia, as long as there's no cheating in his spirit. In other words, a person does full tshuva, a real tshuva, then Hashem negates the sin. He doesn't consider it. Ki hecharashti, when I stopped learning Torah, balu atzamoi, that's when my bones started to rot. V'shagosi kalayom, I was screaming, afraid of the punishment all day. Ki yomom v'layla, at that point, day and night, your hand was rough upon me. Napach leshadi, my moistness turned becharbone kayetzela, just like the dryness of the summer forever, from worry. What would happen because I abandoned your Torah? Chatosi odiacha, my sin, I say to you, Avoni, and my sin, lo chisisi, I will not cover. And I just happened to hear today, I went to a shir by Rav David Feinstein, and he said that when the Kohanim come back from bringing the carbon, that's when they bless the people, the Brechas Kohanim. So he said, why is that? He said, because when a person does an Avera, and he recognizes that he did an Avera, and he brings a carbon, then he is worthy to be blessed, because he has come to that madrega. Amarti, I said, Ode ale pesha'ai, I will admit my sin, Lashem, ata and you, nasasa avon chatosi sela, you tolerated my sin, and my different types of sin, forever. Alzos yispalel kol chasid. This is what a chassid should pray for. Ilecha to you, sl'eis mitzol, the times that this prayer should be accepted. So the chazal learn that whether it's the time that a person gets married or a person goes to the next world, rak l'shetef mayim rabim, the raging waters of the nations of the world, they are considered like the raging waters. A love lo yigiyu, should not reach him. Ata, you, seisheli, you are my hiding place, your place to hide. Mitzar, for my enemy, titreni, protect me. Rane, sing. Palet, sing a song of saving. Tisovaveni, sela, surround me forever. Askilcha, va'orcha, paderach zutelech. I will make you smart and teach you which way you should pick. Yatzcha, I will give you instruction. Alecha eni, I will put my good eye on you. Al tiyu kesus keferet. Now the Tehillim is saying a person should not be like a horse or a donkey. Don't be Don't act that way. Ein Hoven without any understanding. What should they understand? Bemeseg Veresen with a muzzle or a bit. Edyo live long. It's in the mouth. A person holds the horse tight that the mouth should close. He holds the horse, so he should comb the hair on the mane. Bal Kurov Elecha. So the animal shouldn't come close to you because the animal is upset it's being combed. But when a person gets Yisurim, he's getting difficulties. Hashem is combing him. Hashem is preparing him. Hashem is helping him to see life in a new way. He shouldn't rebel and kick and try to bite. Rabim Machovim L'Rasha. There are many pains that come to a Rasha, to an evil person. So I saw in the Medrash recounts how Rebbe and Rabbi Yishmael, Rav Yossi, were sitting Erev Pesach, and they were discussing Megillas Eicha. So when Rebbe left the table to go upstairs, he cut his little finger, and he said, pronounced upon himself this pasuk, Rabim Machovim LaRasha. There are many pains that come to a Rasha. Now, this is quite unusual, since Rebbe was one of the leading luminaries of Jewish life of all times. And that he should say on himself that he is evil. We are told that Rebbe suffered for 13 years from all kind of pains. Now he got another pain. So he figured, this is it, I must be a Rasha. And it's also interesting that if someone would tell someone else, you know why you're suffering? Because you're evil. Then that person would be committing a sin over Nos Tavar. Yet Rebbe was able to say it upon himself. Where Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi said to him, they were discussing Ruach HaPeinu Mashiach Hashem, the spirit of our nostrils, is the Mashiach Hashem. So Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi said that the reason you're suffering is for the sins of the generation and not for your own sins. But we see how the tzaddikim felt about themselves, that they always needed to have self-improvement. So even if they got a pain, then it was for a purpose. We're told, Rabbi Machovim LaRasha. There are many pains that come to a Rasha. Hashem, and someone who has trust in Hashem that he's doing it for his own benefit. Chesed, it's a chesed yisov avenu. This chesed will bring him back. This chesed will return him to the right ways. Simchu v'Hashem. Be delighted with Hashem because he gave you this opportunity to come back. V'gilu tzadikim, and tzadikim be happy. Harninu. Praise, call Yishrei Lev, all those who are straight of heart.